This episode of the Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, dreck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like played on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, as is all of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to access restrictions still in place at Curtis Hall. Anyway, we got a brand spanking new broadcast, chock full of other people's discards picked up on the cheap at Todd Farm these past 2 weekends, so we hope you dig it. We also have a giveaway. Yes, you can enter your name to win a t-shirt. This is mostly lady sizes. I got a couple of ladies medium and a couple of ladies large, plus one men's double XL. I'll be willing to give away the men's double XL and at least one of the ladies if they want to enter. All you got to do is message me over at the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook group. Or if you're my personal friend on Facebook, you can message me over there. Or you can email at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net to enter for a chance to win a Desperate Hours, official Desperate Hours on WMFO t-shirt. Anyway, why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We can fight!
Shoulders beating. Yeah, honey, I just got in. I'm tired, 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 tired. Say what? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. Didn't I just get through telling you I was tired, 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 tired? Say you gonna do what? Say you gonna do what, honey? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Honey, a movie would really be good.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piandez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Be a double mod spot.
Cutest girl in the whole wide world, and
Anyhow, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard the Supremes with Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine from the film of the same name, single released on American International in 1965 when the movie came out. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Come Spy With Us, came out on Ace in the UK in 2014. But that Rod Keith with the first song poem of the evening. But there's a party going on from the Piper Yellow Dream Best Of thing, came out on Roratorio in 2011, originally released on the Preview label. And of course, as you know, song poem isn't going to have a date on there. They kind of want to make it tough to find them. Anyway, before that, the Young Rascals and something, Desperate Hours imitating Facebook threads. The Young Rascals with Do You Feel It from the Young Rascals LP, came out on Atlantic in 1966. And we kicked off the show with Shorty Long and his version of Chantilly Lace, 7/8 release on Soul in 1967. Hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internet, give me an idea. It's time for some new ones. All you got to do is mention Alex at Desperate Hours and WMFO and all their possible combinations and your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof and all their possible combinations. Make a wave or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit you are, like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and message it over there. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Never caught one spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
So you think you see a pussycat you'd like to pet. You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger lie. You don't know that you're messing with 99. You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs, how you cheated by the million on your income tax. It isn't till they slap you with a great big fine that you know that you've been messing with 99. Fixes a martini that is out of sight. Your tongue begins to loosen cause you're all alone. But that ain't an olive, buddy, that's a microphone. You're a foreign spy who wants to come in from the cold. And you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson, don't go messing with 99. You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. On your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy, that's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running up and down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with 99.
99.
Are my methods unsound?
S'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi, Dominique, notre père, combattit les albigeois.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Certains jours, un hérétique par des ronces le conduit, mais notre père Dominique par sa joie le convertit.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Ni chameau, ni diligence, il parcourt l'Europe à pied, Scandinavie ou Provence, dans la sainte pauvreté.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Enflamma de toute école, fils et garçons pleins d'ardeur, et pour semer la parole, inventa les frères prêcheurs.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Chez Dominique et ses frères, le pain s'en vint à manquer, et deux anges se présentèrent portant de grands pains dorés.
Dominique, Nick, Nick s'en allait tout simplement. Routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Dominique vit en rêve les prêcheurs du monde entier, sous le manteau de la Vierge en grand nombre rassemblés.
Dominique, Nick, Nick s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Dominique, mon bon père, regarde-nous simples et gais, pour annoncer à nos frères la vie et la vérité.
Dominique, Nick, Nick s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Oh yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. I was remiss in telling you tonight's backing track, which is the Gladiators and Bleak House, a 7-inch release on His Master's Voice in the UK in 1963. Just heard the Singing Nun with Dominique, 7-inch release on Philips in 1963. This was a worldwide hit. They even made a whole movie out as one song. And then she lapsed into obscurity, and I believe she committed suicide in the mid-80s sometime. Anyway, before that, an unknown artist with Bedtime Bongos from the compilation Deep Note, music of 1970s adult cinema, came out on OST Gramophone Palladi in Denmark in 2002, and we'll never find out who actually did it, because no one's going to cop to make a movie, music for adult movies. Well, that, for Joe out in Los Angeles. Barbara Feldon with 99, 7-inch release on RCA Victor in 1966, and keeping up with the incompetent spy theme, Nancy Sinatra and The Last of the Secret Agents, 7-inch release on Reprise in 1966, with the B-side to How Does That Grab Your Darling, from the film Last of the Secret Agents, starring Alan Rossi, Harvey Korman, and Edie Williams. They all kicked up the set, the second set of the evening, with Stone and C'est Ma Vie, It's My Life, from the compilation Alpha Chicks Volume 2, originally released on Polydor in France in 1966. And just a reminder, I am taking names to win Desperate Hours t-shirts. I got a couple of lady sizes and one men's double XL. All you got to do is message me over on Facebook from the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or group, or you can email me at coffeeandsmokes at Verizon.net to enter. You got until the end of the show at 8 o'clock tonight. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
On a hot afternoon in the middle of June, she went out for a swim at the beach. The water was clear, so she dove from the pier, but she came to the top with a screech.
Ow!
She had lost her bikini.
Poor girl, poor girl.
It was somewhere below.
Down below.
A few noblemen ran to help her, but then she yelled louder than she did before. Oh, she had lost her bikini. She had nowhere to go. She floundered about with her head sticking out while the crowd on the beach seemed to grow. Oh, she had lost her bikini. Day had passed into night. The crowd on the shore seemed to grow more and more. Only now they each had a flashlight.
A little flashlight.
They stand there on the beach. You can hear the surfer shout. Grab your boards and follow us. The tide is going out. Summer soon will be over.
Poor girl, poor girl.
And winter soon will be here.
Ten below.
crowd will not go, 'cause they might miss the show, and I'll bet she'll still be there next year. Oh, she has lost her bikini. It is somewhere below. She flounders about with her head sticking out, and the crowd on the beach grows and grows. Oh, she has lost her bikini. It is somewhere below. She flounders about with her head sticking out, and the crowd on the beach grows and grows. Oh, she has lost her bikini. It is somewhere below. She flounders about with her head sticking out, and the crowd on the beach goes and goes.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard the Detroit Emeralds and Feel the Need, 7-inch released on Westbound in 1977. This song reminds me of a buddy of mine's girlfriend who was an exotic dancer. Used this song in her set, and I don't know, I just started getting wistful when I decided to play it. Anyway, before I heard Ricky Dean and Bikini from the compilation Delphi Beach Party, came out on Delphi in 1998. This is a Todd Farm 5 for really, really cheap. This track was previously unreleased, recorded in 1963. But that Brian Hyland with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, 7-inch released on Cap in 1960. And the song got revived, I believe in 62 or 63. But I remember hearing it on the radio back then as a little kid. And then before that, we kicked off the set, the third set of the evening with Jerry O and Push Push, 7-inch release on Shout Records in 1968. Just remember that I'm having a drawing to get a free Desperate Hours t-shirt. I got a couple ladies' sizes, one men's double XL. Get your names in there, email coffee and smokes. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. He's on at Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
We'll be right back.
why don't you kiss me like everybody else does?
I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime, well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Dear sir, I am sorry that I cannot send you the goods.
Tonight, so I won't cause a fight.
he looks at her.
Sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Thank you.